Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 6th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And shout outs and thanks to folks fighting enforced scarcity, enforced hardship, enforced separations, and enforced privatization. Standing together in solidarity across false divisions. Whether we're resisting the pressure of governments or UPS, the fast food industry or immigration, it's the same system. The same system of class. And we have to take our lives back by forming a global plan. Last week we attempted to show that the state disallows our pursuit of happiness because the state exists to enforce its mandates, division and subservience, obedience, and that force and happiness are not just ill-matched, but opposites. And that everywhere globally, and certainly here in the U.S., a movement to end coercion is also a move to plan our alternative, because that's our codified right to pursue happiness. The state exists, in theory, to serve us. And the founders said, when it ceases to do this, it is our right to abolish it. This week's show takes the next step and suggests that move to plan is coterminous with developing our thought process. Do we value this, which is being true to the gift of life we're given? I.e., that the state cannot govern, quote unquote, and this was Bentham's primary concern, and rulers in general, if authentic thought is not conquered. That the state cannot govern if authentic thought is not conquered. That force, which is just another word for the state, it's not our nature. That force and authentic thought possess a mutual and contrary animus. And we're going to be turning to this directly when we get to founding and realizing a test site, which is in progress, page and a PDF called Founding and Realizing a Test Site. And as I listen to the official media voice left, each day I'm struck by how they confuse the process, this process of getting free, by assuming the state's definitions unconsciously and never questioning them. For example, here are the ones I heard just a couple days ago on April 4th. The speaker was urging us to act for the good, for peace and nonviolence, and here's a good one. A dispute is not a zero-sum game, he said, suggesting that this is useful guidance. For what? Because if our goal is getting free, right, then we have to think globally. But this man suggested that this was guidance for charting a course, which, per usual, they all say will take quite some time, centuries. So good luck, oceans. Goodbye, freedom. Goodbye, life, for many of our brothers and sisters. So this is supposedly guidance for charting a course to what? They don't say beyond accommodation, beyond a sense of internal peace, and what's that phrase Martin Luther King used? That we have to begin to be that he doesn't want us to be adjusted to what is wrong. Brothers and sisters, in an interview on Democracy Now!, this was of March 31st, last Monday, 2014, Egyptian activist Alaa Abd El Fattah described how he was being punished essentially for thinking authentically, that is, like Andrei Platonov's Voschev, quote, on the day when he reached the 30th year of his personal life. Voschev was discharged from the small machine factory where he had earned the means of his existence. The dismissal notice stated that he was being separated from his job because of his increasing loss of powers and tendency to stop and think amidst the general flow of work. The government gave you an extra hour for your thinking, Voschev. You used to work 8 hours and now it's only 7. You should have lived and kept quiet. If everybody starts thinking all at once, who'll do the acting? But without thought, there won't be any sense in the action, Voschev said reflectively. I.e., we would be like the rocks and the dried up leaves. And this was written in the late 1920s, early 1930s, The Foundation Pit by Andrei Platonov. In listening to Abda El Fattah describe the dashing of hope our brothers and sisters are experiencing in Egypt, I thought, isn't that a familiar feeling? Isn't that akin, though certainly a massively enlarged version, but isn't that akin to what we experience when we first enter what we think of at first is the job of our dreams? We stretch our wings and imagine limitless possibilities, and then comes the rains, the threats, the intimidation. It's not just important. It's everything. It's the whole thing that we see that this global system is a single reality. A totalitarian whole. And that we can't get free unless we take the whole as our goal. And we certainly can't do this by imagining that we can retake a tiny piece of it and clean it up and establish it on principles that are honest, whether that tiny piece is an individual, a radio station, or a nation. If we are focused on the small, it leaves them to focus on the all. And we forfeit our lives to them because in controlling the all, power owns them, our lives. And we're going to be discussing how jobs commandeer our energy, divert it down fruitless paths in terms of our getting free. This is what struck me when reading about the endless discord at Pacifica Radio, that the internal strife, the so-called political infighting, successfully diverts a lot of progressive energy, kills a whole lot of hope. So what do we do about it? Or about the fact that this humble pirate radio station hasn't had a stream for almost a month, and no one knows what to do about it. You KPFA listeners, and those of all the Pacifica affiliates, you're pooling your money. Now pool your brain resources. The folks who work in these places are stuck, trapped in the hierarchical structure imposed by management. So what we must do, perhaps, is make these stations communal. Each village assume responsibility, possession, and we dismantle the Pacifica Foundation. But the whole is our goal, because whether or not we're aware of it, our tiny piece is still connected, still receiving a blood transfusion from the vampire's heart daily, right back into it. And when we're fed by the vampire global state with poisoned food and blood, eventually, inevitably, will be retaken. That is its nature. Its nature is force, to force us to be it, no matter how small the corner in which we try to live. This is a single problem we are all grappling with globally, and it's a single opposite to which we must give our allegiance if we are determined to achieve it. As in this, we must always remember, power is totally committed to preventing this. And they have systematically gobbled up the planet's resources.